Hello and welcome. I'm Karen Chaston, the founder of Live Love by Design. And today we're going to continue on our journey all about you. But today it's all about you spiritually and asking the question about your daily spiritual practice. Do you actually have a daily spiritual practice? Do you even know what one is? Well, today we will answer all of those questions and give you some suggestions on what maybe you'd like to introduce into your life. So as always, let's go over the shoulder and let's get started. And today is all about creating your ideal spiritual practice. Do you follow a spiritual practice? Do you feel a sense of meaningful purpose? Do you have a sense of balance and inner harmony within yourself? I love that little slide. Let's just go full on that one. How beautiful is that? I'll say it again. Do you have a sense of balance and inner harmony within yourself? Beautiful questions, aren't they? So a spiritual practice is not just sitting and meditating. Practice is looking, thinking, touching, sitting, drinking, eating, and talking. Every act, every breath, and every step can be practice and help us to become ourselves. Thich Nhat Hanh. Now, isn't that beautiful? Let me go full screen on that one and say it again. Spiritual practice is not just sitting and meditating. Practice is looking, thinking, touching, sitting, drinking, eating, and talking. Every act, every breath, and every step can be practice and help us to become ourselves. Now, isn't that beautiful? And isn't that great? Because so many people think a spiritual practice is sitting and meditating with your legs crossed out in nowhere, but it's not. Everything you do is helping you to connect to yourself and beyond. And it doesn't matter whether you call it God, the universe, creation, your guides. It doesn't really matter. Just understand that there is a higher self. There is a connection, and we are all connected through that. And it's so beautiful. I love living my life from that perspective. So it's in the quiet times that we design our live love way of time and life. Okay, that's a really great live love gem for you to actually embrace. It's during the quiet times that we actually get all the answers. It's not in the busy rush. The roots and foundation of our spiritual practice is first self-inquiry. Who am I? Second, self-awareness. I am. Know thyself. And third is self-acceptance. I am enough. Now, isn't that beautiful? Let's go through them one more time because it's really great to understand. So the first one is self-inquiry. Who am I? Then self-awareness. I am. I know myself. And then third is self-acceptance. I am enough. So are you setting time aside each day to connect with your higher self? Really important practice. Really important practice. You get so many answers when you take the time. So things to consider when you're creating your spiritual practice. Okay. So the first thing is, I'm going to go full screen on all of these because it just makes it so much easier. When will you do your practice? So choose how often you will do your practice and whether it will be in the morning, the evening, or during the day. It's best to choose a consistent time and schedule your practice into your daily live love activities, your calendar. Then, of course, you're going to, where will you do your practice? Create a sacred space where you do nothing else and it's free from distractions, interruptions, and noise. Sure, at times you will do it elsewhere, though it makes all the difference to have your own sacred space, a space where you go to connect to you and your higher self. Thirdly, how long will you spend on your spiritual practice? If you are new to a spiritual practice, it may be most beneficial to begin with 10 to 15 minutes and progress to 30 to 60 minutes. A good indication, though, is to always listen to what Buddha says, that everyone should meditate for 20 minutes a day. And if you have no time, well, then you should do it for 60 minutes. Don't you just love that? I certainly do. And then lastly, what will you do during your spiritual practice? Every Sunday night or Monday morning is a great habit for you to get into, of actually scheduling your daily spiritual practice. You can make it different every day, or you can make it the same every day. Just make sure that it's planned around the events that you have planned for the week, so that you make sure it happens. And it doesn't take very long. Personally, I like to do it first thing in the morning and late afternoon or before I go to bed. So today's spiritual practice is also to get to know yourself exercise. There's so many different ways that you can do a spiritual practice. And I just thought the first one is to let's do the self-inquiry, the get to know you. Because the more you know yourself, the more that you're going to actually not only follow a spiritual practice, but more importantly, be excited about doing it every day, because you will see the benefits that you are getting daily from actually doing it. So as always, we're going to actually do today, it's going to be a writing exercise. I'm going to go full screen on this one again. So writing is a spiritual practice in that people who have no spiritual path can undertake it. As they write, they begin to wake up to a larger connection. After a while, they tend to find that there is some use that they are connecting with. That's Julia Cameron. And she is an amazing thing. She was actually the author of The Heroine's Journey. So let's continue on. And download your PDF to you spiritually. See thyself, be thyself, love thyself. Don't you love it? See yourself, love yourself, and be yourself. So important. So the steps that you're going to follow is you're going to download the audio file, which is also, the link is in the PDF, but it's also on this page. Then you're going to listen to the audio when you're in your own quiet little space, in your own little me time. And you will have, of course, your trusty little journal and your pen with you. You would have told the family that you were going to spend some time by yourself. You're going to answer the questions. Now, I've purposely timed the questions so that you can actually write continually until the next question. Don't filter your answers. Just answer them, whatever comes up. And at the end, after you've finished answering all the questions and the audio has finished, then you will review your answers, and then you will do a little practice just by following the steps in the PDF of, you will discover who you want to be, who you want to help, and what difference you want to make. And you will actually then prepare your personal mission statement. And this is just so great, because you really will get to know who you are, out where you want to be, and how you're going to give back, not only to yourself but to others as well. This is the great first spiritual practice to actually get to know thyself, so you can be yourself and love yourself. And that's it. That's it for this little video. And of course, you are going to, your big Live Love Wins is going to be your personal mission statement, benefits from a spiritual practice, and you're going to be steps closer to your Live Love way of life. So thank you again for being here. Have fun with this exercise. It really is a great exercise. You'll be surprised how amazed at what comes out. Don't filter it. Just allow it to flow. Keep writing between each question. Even if you just write, I don't even know what I'm going to write now, I finish writing, because you'll be surprised what will come up next. And this is a great exercise to do, not just once, but, you know, every couple of months, every quarter, because you'll be surprised at what different things come up. And I'm a great believer that you don't just have one mission statement for life. As you learn and grow, things learn and grow as well. How can they not? You don't know what you don't know. So as always, I'm Karen Chaston, and thank you again for being here. And I look forward to seeing you again on another video real soon. Bye for now.